Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911 on the Tidbit 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and around.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, High Frank, 401 is a route.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Radio Beat. I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International and Armor College. We're glad. We're happy. We're thrilled that you're back with us for another edition of our radio program. And let me be the first to say a post Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Hoping that you really had a great holiday weekend with your friends and family, maybe experienced some time off from work, had a chance to go out of town, maybe take a little vacay or staycay, whatever it might be. I hope that you had a blessed holiday and really enjoyed those days. Maybe you were like myself and others who worked through some or all of the holiday weekend. Well, you know, somebody has to do it, and sometimes it's us. So hopefully you had a chance to still have a little bit of good time and good cheer with your family during the Christmas holiday, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and maybe you got some time off from work, and maybe you'll have New Year's off, New Year's Eve. Oh, maybe a 3 or 4 day weekend. Wouldn't that be a miracle? You know, in the security and public safety industry, you don't see all of that, you know, banker hours and weekends off and holidays off like most average common people. And that's why we say it takes special people to do the job that we're doing all the time. Whatever the case, I hope that you do get some time to spend with your family, rejoice into the spirit of the time of year that we're in, and be blessed. And for the new year, we hope that you're really healthy, happy, prosperous, and blessed, because those things are definitely important to have a good quality of life. We have had a very busy week. We have often said this in the past, and again, we say it now, crime does not take a vacation. It does not take a holiday. It does not go away just because it's that special time of the year. When I first became involved in law enforcement, I often thought, maybe this will be the night. Maybe this will be the time when all of the criminals will stay home, when all of the bad things will at least take a little break. I remember a movie that I watched many, many years ago about a war, and they prayed for the same thing, that the war would take a break for Christmas. But unfortunately, it only happens in the movies. In the real life, crime goes on. In the 24 hours between Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we know of 9 security officers who were shot and 1 died, 1 fatal incident. We know of many other situations involving private security that were not good. Disturbances, bar fights, incidents at the mall, the retail store, and many other locations. Thankfully, I believe when we look at the numbers, the stats for this Christmas as opposed to the last two or three, this may be one of the more quieter ones because normally we see a lot of domestics and fights and shootings. I mean, people just don't care what time of the year that it is. However, the year is not over, and unfortunately, we do see a lot of security officer injuries and death in the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and we're hoping that doesn't happen this time around, but we're a realist. We hope and pray for the best, and we'll see what happens. If you're going to be working New Year's Eve, party time, if you're going to be working at a bar, nightclub, a restaurant, if you're going to be working in an area where, whether it be an apartment or a hotel, where people are going to be partying, they're going to be enjoying themselves, they're going to be, let's just say, a little carried away, a little inebriated, then you need to take extra precautions, use conflict resolution techniques, use, your head. Don't escalate things. Try to de-escalate, but at the same time, be aware. Have your situational awareness and prepare officer safety and always be prepared. And hopefully we'll all go home safe, and it'll be the beginning of a great new year. 2018, just a few days away. We at Private Officer International and our sister company, Armory College, we have a lot of great things planned for 2018, some of which we have already shared with you, including our digital TV program. We're going to be enhancing our digital magazine, and we're actually looking for people like you to become correspondents, to do articles on topical articles on specific areas of interest. We're also looking for video of incidents in your area, mall arrest, retail arrest, anything that you can find on the news or that your department has been involved in. We just had a private agency send us a whole catalog of videos of them on patrol. They're very enforcement type service. They're very engaging in their patrols, and they often get out and investigate. They detain. They do a lot of law enforcement type activities, even though they're private security, but in their state, they are allowed to make arrests for misdemeanors that they are both aware of and have witnessed, as well as felonies, and then turn them over to law enforcement. So if you have any video, some pictures, maybe even videos of specific training that's going on in the classroom or in the field, please be sure to send it to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, so that we can share it on our new digital TV program. And of course, you're going to get all of the credits for it. You're going to get some free publicity for it. You're going to get some free marketing for it. It's a good thing for you too. And so if you'd like more information, you know what to do. Send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have a lot of things happening in 2018, and we're going to be sharing those with you in the upcoming days and weeks. And we're very excited about some of the new training that we'll be doing in regions across the country. We're excited about some brand new partnerships that we have forged with a number of companies and schools. We're excited for Armory College because we are expanding in about a half a dozen new locations, and we'll be, I think, in the 2018, I think we'll really be blowing it out I mean, I think we'll be really expanding and growing much more than expected. If you're interested, by the way, in opening up a Armor College or Armor Tech Public Safety Institute, which is a non-degree workplace training specific school, send an email to Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at Armor College, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org, and we'll set up an interview with you and talk to you more, send you some information as well. Just a whole lot of different things happening here at Private Officer International as we swiftly move in to the new year. Swiftly. That means quickly. And we want you to be involved. If you don't know all of the different things that we do here at POI, send us an email because we have a brochure that we can send you. We're working on a new video introduction to Private Officer International. We'll make that available on our social media and our new websites and our magazine and every place else. We'll announce it as soon as that is available. Coming up in this radio program, today's topic that we're talking about is called Asleep at the Wheel. It is not a negative segment. It is not a soapbox edition, but we are finding more and more problems in the security industry, and no one seems to be really doing a whole lot about it. We're going to be talking about how it all has to come together, legislators, security company owners, security officers themselves. Times are not what they were. We're going to be talking about security company lack of supervision. We're going to be talking about regulatory agencies that don't regulate, laws that never get changed and not staying in tune with the times. We're going to be talking about all of the legal liabilities happening, and it doesn't seem like anyone's awake. Doesn't seem like anyone's paying attention. In every place that we look, it looks to me like no one is really doing their job to the level that they should. And we'll be talking about that coming up in this edition of the Private Officer Beat. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the news. We're going to talk a little bit about some hiring that's going on and even how you can make some quick cash. Coming right back after these messages.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, 1 in 6 children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to povertyusa.org today. Because 1 in 6 children in poverty is...
You're on your way to meet up with friends, but you can't seem to get anywhere quickly. You don't want your friends to be annoyed, so you text. You're on your way. Seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting while driving. Make sure you get where you're going.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio, sponsored by Body Armor USA. If you are looking for some great body armor, some protective wear, everything from gloves to lightweight body armor, please contact our friends at Body Armor USA. They're great guys. They'll be able to help you out, and they'll even offer you a discount if you're a POI member. Check them out today online, Body Armor USA. In Goodyear, Arizona, police there got a report from school security about a teenager who had planned on detonating an explosive device on campus. On Friday morning, another student notified the security agent on campus. Police were able to determine that the teenager was planning on activating a bomb, an explosive device, in the school's courtyard during school hours, and police were able to arrest him and prevent that from happening. One of the shootings that did occur over the weekend was in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, which is on the west side of the state, just outside of Birmingham, probably 40 miles. Tuscaloosa police say a security officer was working at a restaurant when he was shot, and he was trying to defuse an altercation between several women when a man intervened and began shooting at the security officer. He is in serious but stable condition. They did make an arrest of the suspect. Also, a police officer, an NYPD police sergeant, was caught shoplifting. I saw a report saying it was about $100 and something. This sergeant makes $173,000. He was not arrested. He was accused of switching tags and shoplifting at the Banana Republic, and is still under investigation by his department. Police in Chicago did arrest a California man after he threatened to blow up the O'Hare International Airport. He said he did have a bomb in his carry-on luggage, and after police and bomb-sniffing dogs were dispatched, they found no bomb. Otis Evans of San Diego has been charged with felony disorderly conduct. I mean, I don't know. Why would you want to do that? Ohio, investigators in Columbus say that a disgruntled mail carrier facing dismissal has been charged with aggravated murder for fatally shooting the postmaster and a postal inspector. A postal inspector is a federal law enforcement agent. Police say that 24-year-old Deshaun Stewart of Columbus, Ohio, was naked during both slayings Saturday morning inside the Dublin Post Office, that is a suburb of Columbus, and at an apartment complex nearby. Stewart is charged with the murder of 52-year-old Lance Dempsey, who he killed at the post office around 4:30 a.m. Saturday, and then going to the home of Ginger Ballard and killing her, and she was the postal inspector. Evidently, he was suspected of multiple violations and was pending termination. So this was a retribution of sorts. And it's a very unfortunate workplace violence incident. In Norridge, Illinois, a 47-year-old Chicago woman was arrested by loss prevention agents and mall security after she sold 67 pieces of clothing from Victoria's Secret at the mall. Now, they had to chase her around and around and around through several floors out into the parking garage, where they finally apprehended her and took her into custody and waited for law enforcement. There was a lot of that going on, of course, this time of year, especially professional organized retail crime. And even through the slow months of January and February, a lot of organized retail crime happens because there's not many retail employees on the floor, not that many customers. It's a slower period of time, and it makes it very easy for them to come in and steal quietly and be out of the way of those who might be looking. In Springfield, Oregon, a licensed security officer who was off duty was able to assist law enforcement arresting an armed suspect who had been involved in a dispute with a group of men, pulled a gun. Authorities say that a police officer who arrived on the scene was having trouble getting the suspect into custody, but the off-duty security officer came to his aid, and the officers both were able to get the suspect, Raymond Martin Kennedy, 32, in custody and recovered a revolver at the scene. Also, this past week, one of our own private officer international members was arrested. And this is not something that we share very lightly or take lightly, but he is a former deputy sheriff and an owner of a security company in Trenton, New Jersey. Police have arrested Mark Hingston, 55. He's the owner of Elite Protective Services, along with eight others, and charged him with bribery and criminal activity, third-degree records tampering, after a sting and investigation at the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle, where he both was working security and evidently conspired to defraud state government and also to bribe one of the DMV clerks into issuing a motorcycle license without actually going through the exam process. So unfortunately, you know, these things happen even to members and friends and acquaintances, and hopefully, you know, whatever has to be accomplished there will be accomplished. In Austin, Texas, this past week, the Texas Department of Public Safety, which oversees the state troopers, they're going to lay off 117 state troopers in light of budget cuts, which is very strange because they said they just hired 97 highway patrol officers the previous week. So a lot of states are having serious budgetary problems, but you know, maybe this will all get rectified in the new year. I know that the Trump administration has given numerous law enforcement agencies federal money so that they can expand and hire officers, and maybe the Texas DPS will be one of those agencies. The U.S. Security Associates Security Company has announced that Security Officer Aaron Brantley was recognized in the 43rd annual As Is International Law Enforcement Luncheon in Depew, New York. According to the USA Security Company, the security officer was presented the Private Security Award for his heroic on-the-job actions that saved the life of a Buffalo, New York college student. Always good to see, and we're very involved in recognizing, awarding security personnel that are and are not members of POI. We also recognize law enforcement. We recognize around 60 law enforcement officers this year, including presentation of plaques, and we're very involved. We hope to expand our award and recognition programs in the 2018 year. So if you want to become involved, if you want to be part of that special awards committee, send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. NYPD announced this week that they shot the fewest people ever. They said that they have lowest shooting among law enforcement across the country by comparison to LA and Chicago and other agencies. They had the lowest shootings, NYPD officers involved. Now, that may sound like a good thing, but let me just tell you this. It actually can be a bad thing. It can be a situation where officers are hesitating, where they're second-guessing themselves and going to find themselves in bad, bad situations. But, you know, we'll see. I'm glad that they are using other techniques, less lethal, conflict resolution and de-escalation techniques, and hope, you know, it sounds like it's working for them, and hopefully it will across the country. But we do have to use lethal force in many different situations, and hopefully we'll find ways not to use, not to escalate the force unless it's necessary. In Yakima, Washington, authorities there say that a group of security officers working at the William O. Douglas Federal Building often would see a woman walking her dog and knew that she was needing a number of items. She had no money. The courthouse security officers got together, got her some money, got her gift certificates, and really blessed her this Christmas. And that's what we do in law enforcement. That's what we do in public safety. That's what we do in security. We are the protectors. We're the helpers. And there are so many good stories across the country that don't get told. Law enforcement is not out to kill you, hurt you. Security officers are not out to hurt you. We're out to do a job. And if we can help you, we will do that. And this is an obvious case of that. An off-duty Maricopa County deputy working store security in Phoenix has shot a woman. I'm a little choked up because we're helpers, but we also have to enforce the law. But we're out there to do good things, and there's a lot of good things happening. In Maricopa County, which is Phoenix, Arizona, a deputy sheriff working security at a store had to shoot a woman this weekend at the Food City. Two women was cashing a bad check when he went to investigate. One of them pulled a gun out of her purse. She actually fired at the deputy, who also fired back and struck her several times. She is in the hospital. Las Vegas security officer was shot at a pizza establishment in the Fremont East District of Las Vegas. During a confrontation, the security officer tried to intervene. The man took out a weapon and shot the security officer several times. He's listed in stable but serious condition. Have you seen this story out of York, Nebraska? Nebraska police evidently pulled over a couple in their 80s for a traffic violation, and they found 60 pounds of marijuana in their truck. Now, deputies say 80-year-old Patrick Gyron and 83-year-old Barbara Gyron, both of Clear Lake Oaks, California, said that they were taking the marijuana to Vermont as Christmas presents. Needless to say, both are facing federal possession and trafficking charges, and spent Christmas evidently in the gray bar slammer. In the Bronx, New York, private officer news staff broke this story on Friday. Police say that an alert security officer thwarted an active kidnapping of a child. He said he saw a 22-year-old man attempt to abduct the 9-year-old boy from a school. Warrens Cupidon, 22, was arrested as soon as the security officer actively prevented that. He also notified NYPD, who was close by, and they made the arrest. He faces unlawful imprisonment, harassment, and acting in a manner to injure a child. NYPD commander said because of the quick action of the private security officer, because he was paying attention, they were able to prevent the kidnapping. Had he not been there, had he not been paying attention, they say they would still probably be searching for the kidnapped child today. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, an off-duty security officer outside talking to a gentleman was robbed by an armed suspect who pointed a gun at the off-duty security officer. Philadelphia Police Chief Inspector Scott Small said the 28-year-old off-duty security officer pulled his own gun. The would-be robber still pointed the gun at him, and the security officer shot him. Police say that Oris Lester, 22, has been charged with robbery, possessing an instrument of crime, assault, and reckless endangerment. And last but not least, in Cincinnati, Ohio, we sent out a story last week about a shooting of a security officer at the University of Cincinnati, one of their hospital buildings. It seems like the contract security officer was manning a metal detector when a man with two guns came in and began shooting for no reason. A University of Cincinnati hospital police officer engaged the suspect. The security officer was shot multiple times. He's still in the hospital in serious condition at this point. But there is some video that we posted on our Facebook and other social media. Be sure to check that out. As I stated moments ago, there is no shortage of the news. No shortage of the news. And that proves exactly what I'm talking about. When we come back from this break, we'll be talking about the hiring, about a couple of things that are coming up, and about the topic of the day, asleep at the wheel.
Say if you want a wish to come true, never tell anyone. But there is one wish that can make the difference between life and death. And this wish can only come true if you tell someone. Please let your family know you want to be an organ donor.
That seems to have been the theme for 2017, and it's carrying over into 2018 as we are expanding both Private Officer International and Armor College continues to expand and hire folks in multiple locations. In fact, right now we have 40-plus openings for adjunct instructors, marketing reps, firearm instructors, two positions for RNs, registered nurses, for our CNA program. We're also hiring a campus police officer in Virginia Beach. We're hiring. In fact, we put out a notice this past week about all the openings, Washington, D.C., Virginia Beach, Richmond, Virginia, Northern Virginia, South Carolina in the Columbia and Myrtle Beach communities, North Carolina in the Triangle area, that is the Raleigh-Durham area. Also in Charlotte, we are hiring. Tennessee in Knoxville, Nashville, Memphis, and Chattanooga as we expand our services to those locations and open up campuses in 2018. We are looking for both security trainers, CNA instructors, Red Cross instructors, and a regional director. Hiring in Georgia and the Atlanta, Augusta, Macon, Savannah, Athens area, and also hiring in Alabama in Birmingham, Huntsville, Montgomery, Mobile, and Tuscaloosa. We currently have campuses now in Birmingham and the Mobile area, and we're opening others in Alabama. We have a brand new armor college opening in Biloxi. We're opening a brand new location right now in Pensacola, Florida. Working on many different areas. If you did not see the hiring notice that went out, contact Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at armorcollege.org, or contact our help desk here at POI, and we'll send out that notice to you again. We're also hiring 3 marketing reps. They can work from home, very flexible hours to help with promoting both Armor College and Private Officer International. Now, the hiring theme is definitely going to continue through 2018 because we're going to be opening at least another 6 to 8 campuses of Armor College during 2018, and we're opening up several regional offices of Private Officer International, and we're looking for regional directors. Someone asked last couple of weeks ago, I guess, if we're also looking for investors. Well, that depends on how much money you have. If you got a lot of money and you're looking to invest in good companies that are growing and profitable, then we're willing to talk with you. Send us an email or give us a call. So much going on in 2017. We accomplished quite a bit. We hope to accomplish a lot more. Before I move over to our topic of the day, asleep at the wheel, I want to tell you that we have a lot of opportunities for member involvement and for you to get involved in our association, our organization. I told you earlier, we are looking for news contributors, those to write stories on topical subjects. And for instance, if you're an expert in close quarter defense, or firearms, or church security, medical responder, whatever it might be, you know, we're interested. We also have committees. In fact, we have 3 openings right now on our advisory board. Those are volunteer members who help to steer Private Officer International with new services and new ways to reach out to people and to help people. We have several openings on our legislative committee where we help to change the law by contacting states and working with legislators. We also have committee openings on our awards committee where we recognize and award both members and non-members of our organization. And we have a lot of other opportunities for you as well. We're still open to create and open new chapters in an area that has a specific need, that has membership, that has people who want to get involved. So all those things, you would contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Asleep at the wheel. That's what's going on in the security industry. Let me just tell you a couple of things why I say the security industry is asleep. Number one, we are a growing, evolving, multi-billion dollar. In fact, Forbes in 2013 said the security industry was a $240 billion business. Probably more than that by now. We are a huge service provider. We are a huge economical wheel, hiring people, keeping people into jobs, creating jobs, creating businesses. Even today, in 2017, 2018, as we move into a new year, there are hundreds of security companies opening all the time across the country and employing tens of hundreds of thousands of people. There's an estimate that there's more than 1.5 million people who work in the security industry, and I'm not sure if that even considers loss prevention or nightclub bouncers or others in the industry that aren't licensed and regulated or poorly regulated. So we're an economical generator. We are now becoming involved in law enforcement type duties, as many police departments are laying off. Many are struggling recruiting. Many don't have a budget. I just told you about the Texas DPS, Department of Public Safety troopers, laying off 117 troopers because of a lack of a budget. The private security industry is evolving. But here's what's not keeping up the pace with the security industry's new found duties and responsibilities and opportunities, and that is the training and the licensing and the regulatory aspect of the industry. Any industry that's got 1.5 or 1.7 million or more employed in that industry doing the job that we're doing, there has to be some oversight. There has to be some training and licensing requirement, just like with any plumbing, electrician, auto mechanic, nurse, CNA, even a nail technician has to be licensed and go through a pretty extensive amount of training. But here in the security industry, the laws that were written in 1960 and 70, for the most part, are still in effect today. There's been little change at all. If you live in Tennessee, you can take a four-hour class today and never have to go through training again a day in your life unless you decide to carry a firearm, and then there's a firearms qualification. Big deal. If you live in Michigan and you're unarmed, you don't have to go through any training at all unless you carry a firearm. Same thing in Ohio. If you live in Missouri, there's no training or licensing. Kentucky, no training or licensing. Wisconsin, minimal. Connecticut, 4 to 8 hours of training, minimum. There are still states, at least 8 or 10, that require no training, no licenses, and no regulation whatsoever. You do whatever you want to do. We are looking at an industry that is growing, one of the fastest growing industries, in fact. It's growing by leaps and bounds, and yet nobody is paying attention to the changes, to the evolution. You see, in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, when regulatory agencies and states and others got involved in regulating the security industry, at that time they were called night watchmen. They had very little authority and did very little other than access control and sitting at the warehouse with a thermos of hot coffee and a radio and newspaper in the overnight hours. I know, because that's how I started. That's where I was. I can tell you about those days. But those days have changed and are all but gone. Security is fast approaching, kind of on the line between public safety and law enforcement. They're not guards anymore. For the most part, many security officers investigate. They intervene in crimes in progress. They detain. They make arrests. In some states, like South Carolina, they have the same authority as any deputy sheriff. And how much training do they get? Well, in South Carolina, you can arrest people. You can have the same authority as a deputy sheriff for 4 hours of training, and that's all. Unless you carry a firearm, then you've got a few more hours, but nothing more than 12. All that authority with that limited amount of training and oversight. You see, the statutes, the laws were written in a time when security truly was night watchmen and guard shack jockeys and access control people. Those days, those times, that era is over. But we're asleep at the wheel, and no one has really taken it upon themselves to jump up and say, wait a minute, look at the duties that these security officers have today. This is not what the law was written for. We need to rewrite these laws, expand the training to go along with their expanded duties and responsibilities. But very few states have done that. I applaud states like California, Virginia, D.C., Florida, Texas, Illinois, and a few others who have jumped up and said we must have more training and regulation for the extensive duties and responsibilities that today's security staff has. But people, including the owners of security companies, are truly asleep at the wheel. Out of sight, out of mind. As long as nothing happens here, and as long as if it does happen, we don't get in trouble, then we don't care if there's any changes. We don't care. We don't want to have our people go through more training anyways, because, you know, they can't afford it. They're not making any money as it is. They can't afford to spend their last nickel and dime on training. So they don't care, really. They don't care if their staff has any training, as long as they can put a body on the post for the most part. There are companies who are not like that. But sadly, the majority of companies still have that mentality. Company owners asleep at the wheel. Very few want to rattle the boat. Very few want to step up and say, it's time for change. We need change in the industry. You see, if you were in the real estate business, then you would know that they've had that change, and there's been a lot of drastic regulation and training requirements because of all of the expansion of their duties. Realtors have what's called a fiduciary responsibility, which means that they are in charge of assets and money, sometimes a lot of money. And so they have to have certain regulations, training, licensing. Many, many companies in the security industry today are seeing the problems. They're seeing all of the assaults. They're seeing all of the involvement that security officers are engaged in every day, even those companies who profess that they are observe and report only, hands off, but their companies are doing other things. Someone told me just this past week that Allied Universal, which used to be Allied Barton, didn't have armed security and they were hands off. Well, guess what? In the city where I live, Allied Barton is a special police department and they protect the transit authority and the light rails. So they're wrong. Allied Barton also has, or Allied Universal also has, hospital police in several states. Private security companies are getting involved in a lot more areas that never was thought to be part of security duties. We really have to understand what we are going through. There's an evolution going on, folks. Over 2,500 security officers arrested this year. 200 were arrested for the death of others while on duty, including the charge of murder. Over 1,400 lawsuits against private security companies in 2017. Over 100 security officers killed. We estimate around 30,000 were assaulted and injured. Where are the clients on this? Where are the security company owners? Where are the state regulatory agencies? I can certainly understand the feelings of many who work in the private security industry and go out and try and do an honest day's job, putting their life on the line, in many cases, for little monetary rewards, in some cases barely above minimum wage, seldom a word of praise or award, very little recognition. And it doesn't seem, in many cases, that anyone cares about what's going on in the security industry. Asleep at the wheel? That's putting it mildly. There's got to be a change. There's got to be some reorganization. There's got to be some new training requirements and licensing requirements. There has to be some minimal standards put into place. And security company owners, you've got to step up to the plate and start realizing that what you have is more than just a staffing company or a body filling in a slot here and there so that you can have a billable rate We have got to understand that the job and the evolution of the private security industry continues to increase. Look at Canada, Australia, Europe, many other countries who have long had security forces that really provided law enforcement style duties, and that's what's happening in the U.S. Unfortunately, state statutes and regulatory agencies are not keeping up with the times. They're not keeping up with what's happening in the security industry and the old training requirements and the old statutes relating to regulatory law for security industries still is standing in place 20, 30, 40 years later. Come on, people, wake up. It's time that we have a revolution in the private security industry and we start protecting our people. We start training our people. We start equipping our people. We start recognizing what their true duties of protecting life and property really are. They far surpass the old watchmen of the 1950s and 60s. And it's time that we realize that and wake up and stop being asleep at the wheel. That's all for this week's Private Officer Beat. Thank you for listening. Until the next time, be blessed, stay safe, and we'll see you back here on the radio.